Thank you for joining me once more on this section of the course. And as I've mentioned before, I developed menopause traffic lights as a result of analysing clients' staffing levels and age groups. It has proved most useful and has become a welcome addition to the menopause toolbox. It's ready for you to open up as a PDF, print off, whatever suits. You know, keep it close by you to use whenever the occasion arises. It's a good item to refer to when having a one-to-one with colleagues and staff, perhaps when doing staff assessments, a health check, or even a disciplinary procedural meeting. I am hopeful that disciplinary procedures will not escalate now because ignorance is now being replaced with knowledge and understanding. So let me run through the details with you. They're pretty self-explanatory, but it's always helpful to hear someone tell you about it in more detail. First of all, I split the age groups from the youngest to the oldest, taking into consideration potential hormonal changes within the reproductive lives of women. The ages of staff are often grouped differently by HR, but my clients have found it most useful to have it grouped in this way. Starting with the green light, these are listed in three age groups. The 19 to 25-year-olds. The youngest group of employees in this section, it is recommended that this group is flagged up for general health awareness, health checks, lifestyle, fitness, obesity, etc., to avoid problems later on, which you're probably doing already. But as well as this, factor in hormonal health, PMS and depression, hormonal as well as mental health. And then we move up to 26 to 35-year-olds. This age group often fall into the parental range. They'll be off having babies. And it is recommended that they are flagged up for general health awareness checkups, including lifestyle, fitness and obesity, as a preventative measure for problems that may arise during pregnancy as a result of poor health or poor lifestyle choices. This would also include hormonal health, PMS and depression, as above. And still in the age group, we move to the top number, really, 61 to 65-year-olds, with more women working longer. This is an age group that needs consideration. And it's recommended that this age group is flagged up for preventative health checks, particularly degenerative diseases, and particularly type 2 diabetes, heart health and bones, osteoporosis, etc. So again, you're going to be looking at BMS, blood pressure, that type of thing. Next, we're going to the amber light. And this is the 36 to 44 age group. Again, they fit into the parental age group and may be returners, but health needs are changing, only they don't know it yet. It's recommended that this group are invited into the supply chain of information on hormonal health and perimenopause, especially as POF, premature ovarian failure, or early menopause to you and me, is on the rise. In any event, it is worth informing staff about potential changes in lifestyle they may wish to consider as they drift into the perimenopausal stage. Again, preventative measures through general health checks, blood pressure, BMI, questions about PMS and hormonal health generally. Now we come to the serious group, the red light group. There are two groups here, the perimenopause section of the 45 to 55-year-olds and the postmenopause section of the 55 to 65-year-olds. Now, both groups may be experiencing debilitating symptoms of menopause. It is therefore vital to incorporate these two groups into your supply chain of information. And we'll talk about that later. But this is providing advice, support, counselling and or training. Invite them to really get involved in recognising what's happening to their health now and in the future, and that by taking preventative measures at an early stage, they can prevent and postpone the onset of degenerative diseases like type 2 diabetes, heart disease and stroke, and osteoporosis, but they can also reduce the effects of debilitating symptoms of menopause. This is so important. Now, last but not least, I'm always keen on including men in my discussions about menopause. So let's look at what I'm talking about with the men. So last but not least, we have men who fall into the red light group. This group of men represent a similar age group of 45 to 55 year olds. And it's vital that you also include this group of men in your supply chain of information, advice, support, counselling and or training. And why is that? Because they're getting it from all sides. They may have partners who are perimenopausal and or staff who are similarly at this stage of life. Help, they say. Many men show great perception at this time of life, recognising the changes in women before the women recognise it themselves. Or what could also be happening is that some women see menopause as a real life ageing process, which they don't want to face. Getting older? Nobody really welcomes that. When in reality, it's a transient phase of life that can be embraced, opening up a new and, to me, exciting phase of life. We're making history here. 50 is the new 40. Let's get out there and do something about it. So we're on a roll here. So I'll take advantage of the situation and change the focus slightly to briefly mention surgical menopause. We've been discussing normal menopause thus far, but should colleagues, staff or yourself require surgery in the form of a hysterectomy or cancer treatment involving radiochemotherapy, be warned and be aware that the patient will go crashing into menopause overnight. Why? The ovaries have either been removed or damaged through surgical treatment. These women need special counselling, and I recommend they are referred to a menopause medical specialist. I've included a link to a nationwide list of menopause clinics at the end of this course. Women themselves may wish to be referred to a consultant and receive private treatment. Please ensure they request a menopause medical specialist. As I outlined in the welcome and introduction series, section, not all gynecologists are menopause specialists, and not all oncologists have an interest in menopause either. They may have a little knowledge of hormonal health and menopause, but not enough to effectively treat this group of women, in my view. If in doubt, please contact the British Menopause Society, and there's a link there, bms.org.uk, or Women's Health Concern, which is the patient arm of the BMS, which is, and the link is there too, for womenshealthconcern.org. A quick note here about postmenopause. Most of the crazy symptoms, I'm sure you will be delighted to hear, will now start to calm down. Hot flushes may be an exception to the rule, but as per my traffic light system, please be aware of looking at preventative health measures to delay the onset of degenerative diseases and keeping women healthy for longer. Phew, that was quite an in-depth session. Again, I hope you've made some notes and highlighted the areas that are particularly useful to you. Please feel free to discuss in the Q&A section at the end of this step. In any event, if you are in any doubt about the need to do something, menopause is a major event in a woman's life. Developing solutions will reduce the impact and make work life a more enjoyable experience. Communication, in my view, is absolutely key. Please make good use of the traffic light system. And next on the agenda is a quick look at the menopause toolbox.